Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, 16th June, recording at 8:48 p.m. British Summer Time. Apologies for the slightly hoarse voice, but I've been talking all day at the chart seminar, where I've got another really motivated and delightful group of delegates, mainly subscribers and colleagues of subscribers. Okay, what have we got here today? First, in terms of the highlights, stock markets still generally steady. Government bonds, a little bit of a rebound here in U.S. Treasuries, but interestingly, JGBs have fallen sharply recently. Those had been the holdouts. Everything else had seen downward dynamics. In terms of currencies, dollar a little bit wobbly here. It has been running into resistance beneath that, just beneath that psychological and lateral resistance 90 level on the US dollar index. Have a look at that chart in the subscribers chart library. And gold, big day here today, up $6.5-$7, and some very good upside follow through in gold mining shares, which remain undervalued. Also, platinum, the latest Sisyphusian rally back up to the higher side of the range. Well, this time maybe the boulder is going to stay up there and actually move further away from this broad trading range. This is a new high, closing high, at 892.2 for the last many months, and that's the high of the day. And what else to mention? That's pretty much it. Those are the highlights that I've noticed at any rate. Okay, what about these global stock markets? Well, my hypothesis that we were going to head lower and almost certainly see a further sell-off between now and, say, the end of October is certainly being challenged by the firmness that we're seeing in a number of markets. My hedge short positions are loss leaders in my account, thank heavens. I have some hedge longs in the JGBs and a number of long positions in individual shares and funds. As you know, I am going to roll those short positions forward because I think this is still going to be a risky period for equities. I don't think we're out of the woods yet. And I think those Euro jitters, which are certainly genuine and have now spilled over into the Euro bunds, could easily spill over into the Eurozone stock markets as well. That's what I'm hoping for at any rate. We will see. Looking at the, well, I've reviewed a number of shares and commodities in here today on the website. If you haven't already seen those, you might be interested. They're all areas where I have positions, and I know that subscribers from time to time like periodic follow-ups on positions. Now, in terms of the government bond markets, as I said, I was delighted to see my JGB's position swing into profit on the current September contract. And it won't take much in terms of an additional decline by those JGBs to more than offset the small loss that I had on the expiring June contract. But it's been a tough time for bears of global bonds, as you know. Now, I'd been very pleased with developments in Australian government bonds. I don't have a position there, but I do in the U.S. Treasuries, which had moved down quite sharply, actually led the sector down. And of course, so I was delighted to see the JGBs confirm that move with their weakness in the last couple of days. But the U.S. Treasuries and the Australian government bonds have lost downward momentum in here today. So we're getting a bit of a technical rebound. My hunch is that this won't carry very far. But we do need to see the Australian and Treasury bond markets, futures I'm talking about now, of course, resume their declines to reconfirm overall deterioration and downtrend within the sector. Looking at the dollar, I've already said it, psychological resistance on the US dollar index, but there's no conclusive evidence that this rally is over. I'd be careful though, it's up in a danger zone, and some markets that are normally dollar responsive have been quite strong in here recently, namely precious metals. But gold, the gold story, in terms of its move against the other reserve currencies, such as the yen and the euro and the Swiss franc, I think is extremely important. I've put those charts up at least twice recently. So if you want to see the latest, have a look in the subscribers chart library. They are, as I say, I think really very important. It does suggest to me that we are commencing the second stage of gold's secular bull market, in which the perception that gold as a currency is of investment interest will gain credibility. And you know, there have been a lot of mildly bearish forecasts for the dollar price of gold recently. We were talking about that in the seminar. And delegates were mentioning a number of forecasts, people saying 400, 390, 387 for some reason. And of course, we've got the price rallying quite sharply here today, challenging, if not breaking, that short-term downward trend. One more day on the upside, and it'll break the progression of lower rally highs that we've seen. It looks like another consolidation, another multi-month consolidation within this secular bull market. I maintain that gold today is where the S&P was in the mid-1980s. And the platinum move, backwardation there, that had been the lead precious metal on the last rally. It's broken to its highest level for a good many months, I think over a year, but it has not taken out that 2000, early 2004 high. But this move could well be significant in here. I don't have any platinum shares except via some of the mining funds that I hold, perhaps, but it does really look quite interesting. And industrial metals generally strong here across the boards, and copper is holding these gains. That really does look impressive so far. And that's it, folks. I will be coming in following the second day of the chart seminar tomorrow, and for another very short comment of the day. This one was longer than I really should have perhaps committed myself to, given the hour. But it's such interesting stuff, and I couldn't resist. And it's time for me just to say all the best to all of you.